From WNIN, this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Soy Paola Marizán.
Después de la misa tendremos las personas que deseen vacunarse. Aquí está ya el centro de salud del Hospital San Vincent. Va a ser la vacuna Pfizer. Personalmente la recomiendo, pues dice el padre, dice el diácono, que no me han salido manchas verdes ni lunares verdes. Me la puse hace 4 meses y muchas de nuestras personas pues se la han recibido ya la vacunación. Sí puede tener efectos, pues ahí les pueden explicar un poquito más. Pero considérelo por su bien y por el bien de las personas que estén a su alrededor.
That was Father Martín Estrada. The service is over. We're in the lobby, surrounded by big, colorful religious glass windows, and the sun is coming in from the front double doors. It's a sunny day out, so many attended Father Martín's sermon. Luego del sermón y las oraciones, muchos de los feligreses are still here, waiting their turn to get vaccinated. We are at the Holy Rosary Church, and many of the Latinos who attend this parroquia regular stay to be part of this occasion. They look comfortable, and the mood is familiar. Not like when you go to the doctor's office and sit in the reception area, either scrolling through your phone or trying to keep your kids quiet. Here, everyone is talking, chacharriando. Maybe catching up. The medical staff is getting ready. This is a very important day for many reasons. Not only are these Latinos doing their part to keep everyone safe by getting vaccinated, but they will do it knowingly, sabiendo todo lo que implica getting the vaccine. You see, in our previous episode, we discussed how the Indiana Department of Health didn't have the intake form and some other information about the vaccine available in Spanish in their website until April of this year, 2021. But after it was translated by the Change Lab students at the University of Evansville, se puede ver a la gente reading through their intake form, also the form that gives consent to get vaccinated. It is in Spanish, and that right there, it's powerful. Hola, bienvenidos a este episodio de nuestra sexta temporada. Season 6 explores how Latinos in the Midwest are recovering from COVID-19 in muchas áreas, like economic recovery, physical health, salud mental, education, and unemployment. En este episodio, we visit the vaccine clinic at the church we talked about in our previous episode, and talk more about the importance of getting everyone informed acerca del virus y los cambios que continúan ocurriendo con la vacuna. So after many emails, phone calls, and paperwork that had to be done to get this clinic certified by the state, the clinic is happening. In La Clínica, the turnout was larger than expected. More than 100 people got vaccinated. Some of the Change Lab students from the University of Evansville were there and interviewed algunos de los que atendieron La Clínica. But for this episode, we've decided not to mention anyone's name for security reasons. One of the things we found out was that many Latinos are not comfortable at the doctor's office because of cultural differences.
They see you, you know, like a different, you know, like, I mean, you see the looks right away, you know, I mean, they look different.
Él dice que en su cultura los doctores son más atentos.
Well, the difference between here and my culture is the doctors spend more time with you. They ask different questions, personal questions, you know, and they talk like you in a friendly way, you know, and right here, it really, it's just business. That's it. I do what I got to do, and I'm going. If you want to ask something else, you got to go to the nurse or some. I mean, the doctor, he don't talk to you, I mean, that much.
Here's another Latina who was present at the clinic. She agrees that cultural differences are palpable at the doctor's office, aquí in the United States. Here she is talking to a Change Lab student.
Exactamente, pero además cuando uno hace una pregunta acerca de la enfermedad, ellos dan como que una explicación más extensa de lo que uno está padeciendo o de lo que uno pudiera tener.
Entonces usted siente que si usted fuera un doctor latino aquí en Estados Unidos, usted entendería mucho más lo que usted está, de lo que usted está padeciendo, o el doctor le haría como más preguntas para entender y le explicaría mucho más lo que usted está.
Exactamente, y también acerca de los tratamientos como dietas, formas de vida, si uno tiene alguna enfermedad, porque aquí los doctores como que solamente se concretan a decir qué medicina puedes tomar y solamente eso.
O sea, que siente que viene en bien general lo que te dice.
Exactamente.
No, no son específicos como te están explicando las cosas.
Exacto. La forma de los de vivir o de ser educados, las personas de aquí, de Estados Unidos, es diferente. Ellos son como más, no sé,
más fríos,
sí.
Ella dice que when she first arrived in Indiana, she was the first Latina to give birth with her gynecologist.
Porque cuando llegamos aquí, la comunidad latina era muy poca. Entonces, por ejemplo, mi ginecóloga fue, creo que fui la primera latina que tuvo su bebé con ella. Entonces, sí, como que hubo ciertas, pues un poquito a lo mejor de desesperación de ella de cómo tratarnos, porque pues sí somos...
Para hacerla sentir cómoda.
Sí.
So this is why the approach with this clinic worked. Because not only are Latinos among their peers, but some of the staff administering the vaccine at the clinic speak Spanish or are culturally aware. Let's add that the intake form, la forma que tienes que firmar, ya sabes, la que da consentimiento de ponerte la vacuna, is also in Spanish, something more powerful than some think. Like these Latinos at this clinic, many feel fuera de lugar cuando van al doctor. So with this being said, I strongly believe more needs to be done con esta información, such as further cultural awareness training for healthcare professionals and the state using locally translated intake documents for immigrants or non-English speakers. Pero in the meantime, we continue to depend on people like Cindy Crow, professor of Spanish at the University of Evansville, and Dr. Andreina Zambrano, a gynecologist at the Ascension St. Vincent Hospital. They, along with others, including Father Martin, made this clinic possible. And like the patients we heard before, Dr. Zambrano agrees that cultural awareness is much needed when dealing with patients.
I think definitely having physicians or nursing staff that speaks their language or is culturally aware of their needs, definitely, I think there's a little bit of a hurdle they have to cross to understand that cultural perceptive and medical needs. It's not that they necessarily don't want to come to a physician, but sometimes when they come there, they like alternative medicines. There's cultural tendencies to follow some of their medicines that they obtain from their community or their country. So just being receptive to that and understanding of where that patient's coming from.
Well, esto nos trae al final de este episodio, pero dinos, ¿ya te pusiste la vacuna? Will you be comfortable at the doctor's office if no one understood your culture or spoke your language? Let us know your thoughts. Tweet us at Que Pasa Midwest. Maria Thomas and Steve Berger helped produce this episode. Thank you to Cindy Crow and her Change Lab students for doing some of the interviews, to Father Martin and to the Ascension St. Vincent Hospital team and Dr. Zambrano. Gracias por escuchar. Soy Paola Marizan. Dinos, ¿qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.